But right now, we have a special guest in our studio, and we'd like to get to them. Andre Savanich from Laura Baker Services Association is with us. Andre, good morning.
Morning, Jeff. How are you?
Good. I'm doing well. Thank you so much for coming in.
Excellent. Thank you for having me.
You've had a busy summer, and you got a lot of... It's not done yet. It's...
No, in some ways it feels like it's just getting started, so here in late August. So,
LBSA is celebrating 125 years, and that is just a big milestone. I mean, there have been times, I'm sure, within the history of LBSA, hopefully not recently, but, you know, its existence has been, keeping it going has been a difficult thing. We were talking before we went on the air, you've done a little history on LBSA in the 125 years. Tell us what you found.
Yeah. We're preparing for our, we have a 125th anniversary celebration coming up on Sunday. And so part of that is we're having a little mini museum for people to visit. So we've actually been going through we have archives down at the basement of the Northfield Historical Society. And so we've got, you know, thousands of photographs, newspaper clippings, physical items from some of the old buildings. We've been going through that and kind of soaking in the history that we've had here for, you know, since 1897. It's been pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm. What have you found?
Well, we found a lot of interesting things. So there's, you know, for example, obviously there's a lot of old photos from some of the original buildings, the main house, but there's still old ledgers. So I'm pretty sure they're in Laura Baker's handwriting, but ledgers from like the early 1900s, there's a couple that are dated, you know, 1910, 1911, where it's an expense report and, mm-hmm. you know, they're talking about, you know, 25 cents for a dozen eggs and then listing some of the clients that have lived there over the years, you sort of get a sense for, you know, 125 years ago, that's a long time and just... how many hundreds of students and residents have been part of Laura Baker School and now Laura Baker Association has been pretty amazing.
Yeah, I would imagine it's very interesting going through all that. I mean, there's a lot of oral history and, you know, common knowledge that has been passed down. But to get into some of those individual stories and such and realize, you know, the humanity that Laura Baker brought to the clients, that's a neat thing.
Yeah, I think the thing that struck me is that, you know, Laura Baker was doing this at a time, you know, it was 60 or 70 years before any kind of cross deinstitutionalization was happening in this country. You know, she was basically saying that people with developmental disabilities deserve to live in not be locked away. And so she was doing this at a time when nobody else really was. And so it's amazing that, you know, that was happening right here in Northfield that it, you know, still continues. A lot of her vision and philosophy, you know, continues today in what we do. So,
yeah, holding on to that philosophy has been just a hallmark of the current day, a modern day LBSA.
Yeah, I think I haven't been able to prove this yet, but I've done some research. I think we're one of the oldest providers of developmental disability services in the country. At the time, the Laura Baker School was founded in 1897, it was the first of its kind west of the Mississippi. But when you look at, you know, other organizations, even out east, I haven't found one yet that has been continuing for 125 years, mm-hmm. you know, uninterrupted. So yeah, it's pretty amazing.
It is pretty amazing. So you've got a celebration coming up, as you had mentioned, this coming Sunday. It looks like the weather is going to cooperate with you very nicely. Sunday looks beautiful right now. Let's knock on wood that forecast holds. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so this is our 125th anniversary Summer Fun Day is what we're calling it. Historically, we've had a Summer Fun Day was a celebration that we would have every summer. We would invite families and clients and staff together just to have really a picnic on our campus. This year, because of our 125th year anniversary, we're opening it up to the public. So anybody can come. There's going to be something there to do for anyone. Fun for all ages. We'll have a complimentary grill lunch. So we'll be grilling burgers. We'll have some music. There's a group called the Panhandlers Steel Drum Band. So we're going to have members of that group will be there performing. We'll have horse and wagon rides. We'll have our pet therapy dogs. Mags and Molly will be there if you want to see the dogs. We'll have a mini museum. I might have mentioned that, to where some of these artifacts that we were describing will be there, and you can learn a little bit more about the history. And there will be games and bingo. And it's from 11:30 to 2:30 this Sunday. And at this point, you can just show up. It's at 211 Oak Street, which is our main campus, main headquarters. And we'd love to have people there and just learn a little bit more about our history and have some fun. So
yeah, sounds like a wonderful time.
Yeah,
beautiful day, a great summer day. This is a purely a Northfield thing too. I mean, out of town people are certainly welcome, but
of course, yeah. No, it's
get a good slice of town.
Yeah, it's really a celebration of the history here with the organization. And you know, I think for us, it's also a part of we've received a lot of support from the community over the years, and so it's a way to just, you know, also say thank you to the community for helping support us for these many years. So.
All right. That's this coming Sunday. That's not the only event you have coming up. You've got a lot of things going on. We were talking off the air back in the lobby that the Flannel Gala was postponed this year. So you got that coming around. We got a few weeks to prepare for that, but it's next up.
Yeah, that'll be on Thursday, September 22nd. So we had a number of people that purchased tickets. Obviously, if you purchased a ticket in May, that'll still be good. That Thursday, September 22nd, that'll be at Armory Square. That's a fundraising event for our organization, and it's a casual fundraising event. We'll have some music there. The Zillionaires will be performing, and a chance just to hang out at Armory Square and raise money for a worthy cause. So
yeah.
Excited about that.
Yeah. Hopefully the weather will be good like it is this coming Sunday, and we'll be able to once again get that in outside. What else do you have coming up? Anything else you'd like to mention?
Well, in December, we'll have our annual gala. So that's our largest fundraiser. So that'll be Saturday, December 3rd at Carleton College. There's still availability if business wants to sponsor or somebody wants to attend. There's tickets available, and that information is on our website. You can just go to the events page, which is down in the bottom left corner of our website, and find out more information.
Yeah, it's such a wonderful event. And boy, I'm sure the planning on that started December 4th of last year.
the day was secured basically the day after last year's gala. So, yeah, it's hard to think about talking about December right now, but you know, it's going to be right here before we know it. So,
yeah. All right, Andre, thank you so much for taking a few minutes and being with us. Congratulations to you and everybody at LBSA. 125 years. That's a big milestone, and you've been part of Northfield and part of the area and Minnesota culture for quite some time. So, congratulations.
Thanks, Jeff. Yeah, we appreciate you having us on, and yeah, we're proud of our staff and you know, the community that's supported us here, that they've done a great job. So,
all right. Once again, Andre Savanich, the fun day is coming up Sunday. It starts at 11 o'clock.
11:30.
11:30 on Sunday, and it's at the LBSA campus. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080 KYM at Northfield. We got Jim with traffic and Bob with the forecast and Rich with local news headlines all coming up.
Hello, Great Rivers Mutual. This is Carla. The Kenyon Rose Fest this weekend not only offers entertainment, it brings the community together to celebrate and have some fun. Grinnell Mutual and Great Rivers Mutual are committed to supporting the Kenyon Rose Fest because we know it positively impacts the community. Contact Great Rivers Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual provider, an insurance company where you can get the coverage you need from the people you know. And we will be there for you when you need us most, because Great Rivers Mutual grows trust locally. Trust in tomorrow. Contact us at Great Rivers Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual provider. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
On southbound 35W at Minneapolis, prepare to slow down at Industrial Boulevard. We've had a report of a collision there. And also southbound at Hennepin, there's a vehicle off the roadway in the grass next to the right shoulder after an earlier incident. The trip time, not bad, 22 minutes from the Forest Lake split to downtown Minneapolis. It's 22 northbound as well. Northbound from Burnsville to downtown, just 16 minutes. Just a touch of slowing in the work zone and approaching the downtown area. Eastbound 394. 94, traffic sluggish, Highway 100, Dunwoody. Got about a two-minute delay there. Traffic is a little congested on eastbound 94 in downtown Minneapolis. And westbound 94 in St. Paul, it's about a two-minute delay into the roadwork zone. Highway 169, northbound there's a delay. 101 to Pioneer Trail. I'm Chip Talamonte.
Today's weather is brought to you by Faribault Air Conditioning and Heating, proudly serving southern Minnesota for over 45 years. KYMN's weather specialist Bob Matheson is next.
The family who lives in the Tudor